This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US Vice President J.D. Vance discussed ways to further deepen India-US comprehensive global strategic partnership across key areas. Mr. Modi received a phone call from Vice President Vance yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said they noted the sustained momentum in the high-level engagements and reaffirmed their commitment to further strengthening cooperation in trade, defense, critical and emerging technologies, energy security, and critical minerals. Both the leaders also exchanged views on regional and global developments of mutual interest. The Har Ghar Tiranga campaign will begin today and will run through the 17th of this month. The initiative is aimed at encouraging citizens to hoist the national flag and participate in activities celebrating patriotism, national unity, and India's cultural heritage. This year's campaign holds special significance as it coincides with the 150th anniversary of India's national song Vande Mataram, bringing together the national flag and the national song in a unique celebration of patriotism. As part of the celebrations, mass singing of Vande Mataram will be organized across the country. More than 200 Indian embassies, high commissions and consulates will organize a series of events to mark the campaign. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will flag off the Har Ghar Tiranga Yatra at Muruga Theatre Signal in Puducherry today. Mr. Shah, who is on a two-day official visit, arrived in the Union Territory last night. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tribute to all those who participated in the Quit India movement. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said their courage will always remain an inspiration for every Indian. The Prime Minister said, inspired by the leadership of Mahatma Gandhi, the clarion call of Quit India infused new energy into India's freedom struggle and reflected the unwavering determination of the people to break free from colonial rule. The centre has notified the appointment of 30 judges for High Courts of Madras, Calcutta, Madhya Pradesh and Karnataka, with Madras High Court receiving the largest share of new appointees. According to a notification issued by the Ministry of Law and Justice, the appointments include 20 advocates, 10 judicial officers. Of the total, 15 judges have been appointed to the Madras High Court, 8 to Calcutta High Court, 6 to the Karnataka High Court and 1 to Madhya Pradesh High Court. The appointments were made by the President in consultation with the Chief Justice of India and the Supreme Court Collegium. Jharkhand students protesting against alleged irregularities in JPSC and JSSC recruitment examinations will hold another round of talks with the representatives of state government in Ranchi today. The next round of talks between the Jharkhand government and representatives of protesting students is scheduled for around noon today. The government panel held a meeting with Chief Minister Hemant Soren and briefed him on the progress made during the first round of dialogue with the students. The students have said that the movement will continue until concrete action is taken on their demands. In Jammu and Kashmir, annual Amarnath Yatra will remain suspended on both Pahalgam and Baltal routes from today due to recent rains, repair work of pilgrimage tracks and forecast of adverse weather conditions over the next few days. The decision to temporarily halt the Yatra has been taken, keeping in view the condition of the tracks as well as the weather forecast issued by IMD. IMD has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Uttarakhand and Chhattisgarh today. IMD forecast heavy rainfall over Haryana, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Rajasthan, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh and parts of Northeast India today. The Met Department has issued a warning of heavy to very heavy rainfall in several districts of Uttarakhand over the next 48 hours. Odisha is witnessing another spell of widespread rain, with a fresh lower pressure system over the Bay of Bengal triggering heavy to very heavy rainfall in several parts of the state. Indian shuttler Ashmita Chaliha produced a superb comeback to win the Korea Masters 2026, beating China's Han Xianqi in the women's singles final this morning. The Assam shuttler recovered from losing the opening game to prevail in 53 minutes and claim her first BWF title. And India's Sagnik Roy and Sayantan Koshari clinched the gold in the under-31 pairs at the 9th World Bridge Federation Youth Transnational Championships in China. And that is the end of this news bulletin.